It was 2 a.m., April 23rd, 2014. Levi Lane was driving home after his shift at a dog food factory.
I get intercepted by the police. They pull up behind my car.
Lane says police searched his car.
Did you give them permission to search your car?
Yes, I gave them permission.
Lane says officers told him they were looking for drugs.
They didn't find anything. They weren't going to find anything.
But police did run Lane's license.
Well, they found out that I had like 13 traffic warrants.
Which translated into more than $3,400 in unpaid traffic tickets.
And from then on out, it was story over, you know. My registration was expired and I didn't have any insurance and I couldn't update my registration because of the lack of insurance prior to that.
Lane had decided to roll the dice and drive to his overnight shift because buses here don't operate around the clock. He lived across town and he needed the work.
Kind of puts you in a situation that's hard to get out of when the money starts to stack.
Lane was brought into court later that morning. He pleaded guilty to his previous offenses. Now, he could have gone home right then and there if he could pay a portion of the outstanding fines. But here's the issue. Both federal and state law say you can't jail someone for non-payment unless you first have a hearing to see if that person is really unable to pay. If they can't, the Supreme Court, Texas law, and the Justice Department all say alternatives like a payment plan, reduced fines, or community service must be considered. Lane never had that hearing.
You don't know you have options. You don't know you have these things that you could do. And, you know, they don't really tell you that you have these choices either.
Citing Lane's case, a state-funded legal aid program has launched a federal lawsuit against the city of El Paso. Brian Jacoby is with the Texas Civil Rights Project, and he's Levi Lane's attorney.
The basis of the case is that the city of El Paso has a unconstitutional debt collections process.
Jacoby showed me a city memo dated 2006. The memo states that people with outstanding tickets who are caught must pay one quarter of their debt right away.
They're told, pay 25%, maybe qualify for payment plan. Can't do that, pay in full. Can't do that, go to jail.
Now, Jacoby's hoping this lawsuit will set a precedent that tells cities they can't write their own rules that ignore the Constitution and unfairly punish the poor.
I mean, nobody in this case is ever saying that Levi should just be completely absolved of responsibility for these tickets. The question is, how can he pay his debt to society? We're trying to empower him to do so without sitting in jail unconstitutionally.
This is not an abstract legal debate limited to El Paso. Since September, similar lawsuits have been filed in Washington State, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And then, remember Ferguson, Missouri? In 2014, Ferguson unraveled after police shot and killed an 18-year-old black teenager, Michael Brown. Well, the Department of Justice reported part of what stoked the flames of discontent was a systemic police and courtroom targeting of people that, quote, exacerbates existing racial bias. The report specifically mentions that people are put in jail because of unpaid traffic fines.
Many, many cities and counties still continue that practice, and it takes a greater effort to eradicate that problem in our law.
Law professor Ranjana Natarajan is at the University of Texas at Austin. She says that practice runs counter to the U.S. Supreme Court.
So here's what the Supreme Court said decades ago. They said you can't punish a person more severely just because he or she is poor.
Natarajan's the director of the Civil Rights Clinic at the law school. She says courts can't jail people like Levi Lane before what's called an indigency hearing's held.
We find that courts are often doing that without determining whether people have the ability to pay in the first place.
Texas is active on this issue. The city of Amarillo's recently been sued. And in Austin, a similar lawsuit lost last fall when a federal judge ruled Austin couldn't be held liable for the actions of judges. The El Paso case alleges the city's own policy and not judges drives a practice that can cripple the poor.
That's essentially punishing people for their poverty. And that's something that we as a society decided long ago we don't want to do.
No one within El Paso's judicial system will comment on this lawsuit. If the city is found liable, this case would mark the first time in Texas that the courts hold a major city responsible for a formal policy that allegedly violates the concept of equal protection under the law. And that is why lawyers from across the country are monitoring this case.